word association, when I say Larry Fitzgerald, what comes to mind for you?
I feel like, I mean, first ballot Hall of Famer, period. You know what I mean? A guy who, you know, consistently played at a high level, you know, for the Cardinals, and, I mean, a guy who's just make those tough catches, and they can depend on him a lot, for sure.
Are you in awe that he's still making those, like, game-winning catches like he did last Sunday?
I mean, that was a great catch. I think the best one that I've watched was the one from Cowboys game late in the fourth. That was pretty crazy. You know what I mean? So, for sure, you know, that still shows you that he still has it, for sure.
And the fact that it's not just him, that they have that collection of speed to complement him, how much of a challenge is that?
Definitely as a secondary, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, you got guys flying around all over the place, and then you have Larry underneath working all those option routes, and he knows zone for man and getting in those open spots. So, for sure, as a secondary, you know, communication is going to be very big.
How many guys in the defense?
You love these moments to go against Larry. I can see the type of guy you are. You love the moments to go against the big-time players. Just talk about a little bit how much you and the rest of the secondary just relish these opportunities to go against big-time guys, sort of prove you know, the type of unit you are?
It's very big, you know what I mean? Especially for me, you know, I've been watching this guy, you know, since I was in junior high, high school, you know. So, for sure, he's been making those big-time plays. So, just to get an opportunity to play against a guy like this, you know what I mean, try to showcase my skills against him and just see, you know, different type of receiving, especially for him. You see him doing all the savvy vet moves, you know, to get open. So, for sure, I think we're up for the challenge, and, I mean, everybody's ready for it.
They're the worst rushing team in the NFL right now, and Carson's getting sacked a lot.
Right.
How big would it be if you could stop that run and make them one-dimensional?
That's very big. You know, I mean, in any game plan, whether it's offense or defense, you want to make a team one-dimensional. So, for sure, you know, with our D-line and playing the way that they are, you know, I mean, to stop that run, and now the only thing we have to do is worry about the pass, you know, that's very big for us.
And how about the big plays you guys have been giving up? How do you cut down on that and move on from that?
I mean, watch the film, you know, learn from the mistakes and don't make them twice.
You guys were 3-1 a year ago, and you guys are 3-1 now. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between last year and this year, would you say?
You still feel the hunger, you know what I mean? Not saying the guys wasn't hungry last year, but for sure now, you know, we know the spot that we were in last year and how it ended. Now, you know, you see guys a lot more focused. You know, you see that laser sharp focus from everybody, and guys are still hungry to get more wins under our belts.
Is there a sense like last year you guys start off 3-0 and some of the young guys, and you were, you know, young as well, but like you understand like all those close games, you know, that went against you, that if you go that extra every single time, that can be reversed?
For sure, no doubt. I mean, our last couple of games have been come down. You know, we had the field goal. Last game, you know, it was close as well. So, for sure, you know, as a young guy, like you say, you kind of don't understand. But now, you know, going into year two, those little bitty details, you know, those small, you know, those tough wins that you get towards the end, you know, they definitely help towards the end of the season.
Carson Palmer struggled a little bit last year, either 2-2, and he hasn't had much of a running game, but he's made a lot of good throws. What have you seen on him on film over the first few games?
I mean, a guy who can still throw it around the park. You know what I mean? He's hitting every receiver. He doesn't have a certain guy that he's just trying to throw to. You know, he's hitting running backs out of the backfield. I mean, like I said, every receiver, even the tight end. So, for sure, you know, as a secondary and even including the linebacker, you know, we're going to have to cover the whole field.
Jalen Rasul said that after he gave up the big play, you were the first one to go over to him and just tell him to kind of brush it off and don't worry about it. Have you taken on that kind of role with him, somebody who's been, you know, through sort of the rookie, you know, ups and downs very recently?
I think more of Malcolm and Rodney, you know what I mean? Just me talking to him just because I was in that spot a year ago, you know what I mean? Gave up a couple of big plays before, and I mean, the team still needs you, you know what I mean? Regardless of whatever happens, you know, we still have games to play. We still have plays to play out there. So, for sure, you know, you can't get down on yourself, and, I mean, just go out there and still compete.
And what have you noticed out of Russell since he's gotten into the lineup about, you know, just the way that he's been competing and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, for sure, you know, after the big play, you know, you see him going there, you know, had a big stop for us in the red zone, made a couple big tackles on second and third down. So, for sure, you see him still competing. So, he brushed it off and still started playing.